mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is the 16th day of June 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have Pastor Pike coming on in the next hour to analyze the draconian federal hate crimes bill that they've given a new name, Local Law Enforcement Assistance. And you've seen what they've tried to do in Philadelphia. Christians pray on the street corner. All of it shot on video, peacefully being screamed at and having things thrown at them, and they were arrested as terrorists, and Bush's Justice Department advised how to put them in jail for 47 years. It got public attention, blew up in the globalist faces. So this is their goal. This is not a joke. The sheriff of Los Angeles was in LA Weekly, a newspaper, 2 weeks ago, saying that if you criticize the open border, if you are a anti-immigration group, they are going to come and arrest you and register you basically as a sex offender for your political views. And you might bump your head on the way to the police station. Who knows? You might resist. You know, it's like the Nazis. You've got to take the Jews in for questioning and make sure you're not. And who's behind this? The Anti-Defamation League. They're supporting that legislation in California. So they've had trouble at the federal level. So all over the country, they're trying to pass at the state level. And now they have a new mega massive bill coming in at the federal level as well. Then in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. To talk about an amazing article I heard him covering yesterday, just a section out of a book written by a Big City police chief who's retired, about how corrupt it is, how the scam works, how the fraud operates. So that's coming up the third hour. We'll also have open phones throughout this broadcast today at 1-800-259-9231. Boy, I've got a big day lined up. I've got this radio show to do. Then I got to do research and prepare for my debate tonight on Coast to Coast AM. It'll go on until 4 or 5 in the morning. Sometimes George Norrie extends the show out an hour during a debate or roundtable. In fact, I think the first time in show history they ever did that, I was on last year with them when they did that. And I'll be showing my film Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State, at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar tonight, and giving a speech at the beginning and taking a question and answer after. So I'm going to have one of those enjoyable 22-hour days if I go to sleep at 5 in the morning tomorrow. But I love it and wouldn't have it any other way. It is exciting to be so in the thick of the fight against the New World Order that literally I don't have enough time in the day to do it all. But we will take your calls early in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. And the website's freshly updated for you, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, both my webmasters there, Ryan Slickhuysen and Paul Watson, have done an amazing job on both the sites. Paul Watson has created whole new 9/11 categories and sections for the debate this evening. Or I should say tomorrow morning, in many time zones. So definitely want to check out the sites today. And they'll be going back to their regular news format in about 24 hours. But for now, we have reformed ourselves purely into instruments to expose 9/11, which is already our primary function. Transmission continues.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this first hour of this live Thursday transmission, second segment. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we are here live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, with a retransmission from 1 a.m. until 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. So no matter what time zone you're in, you can always basically catch the broadcast. All right, there is just so much to cover. I mentioned in the first segment, but I might as well say it again. We got Pastor Pike coming on, an expert on hate crime laws. The globalists are losing the fight for the info war. So if you talk about dignity and love and anti-racism, and if you're anti-Schwarzenegger, or if you're anti-gun control, you will be called a Nazi. Literally, folks. I mean, these people are incredible. And Pastor Pike has been exposing this, and he'll be joining us in the next hour. They're moving like never before, showing themselves. And then, of course, police and military against the New World Order. Founder and head, my good buddy, Officer Jack McClam, who, of course, has been doing what he does for like 25 years or something. Most highly decorated cop in Phoenix, Arizona history, Vietnam-era veteran. And just a great guy all around. Just a great mind and just a decent fella. And he's reached tens of millions of police and military in the last quarter century in his fight against the globalists. And we're just so blessed to have people like Jack McClam out there. So Jack McClam is coming up in the third hour, despite the fact that he's finishing his monthly newsletter and about to leave town to go have more anti-cancer work done on his wife, who's had breast cancer. But looks like things are going well there, thanks to all your prayers. All right, man, where to start? We got the governor of Oregon saying, yeah, we may need a draft. I mean, so it's Senator Biden last week, or Monday, excuse me. It's Monday seems like last week. I've done so much this week. We've got Rangel running around saying it. We've got the Selective Service being geared up again, the draft board set up again. I've talked in the last month to two separate individuals that are on draft boards. I mean, I've been sent the documents and then put them in the shredder because they can get in a lot of trouble for leaking that type of stuff. They tell them, you're not allowed to tell anybody this. It's national security. Yes, we're putting you on the draft board. These are patriots, former military people, that went and signed up for these draft boards. One in Louisiana, one in upstate New York. That's all I'm going to say. And it is true. They have told them the draft is coming, that there's probably going to be another terror attack. Just as we said, they tell them that. I mean, it's like a script, folks. It's not hard to guess what their operations are going to be. We've got these people figured out. They behave the same over and over again. But we can't play too much into that because they could change something all of a sudden. But generally, you know, the same tricks. Old dogs don't learn new tricks. Though they could change something up on us rather quickly. But they told them, you keep your mouth shut because people will panic over this. And it did come out that they did set up the draft boards again, but they're not allowed to talk to the press or the people. And everything the government does now is supposedly secret. You know, and I mean, I see TxDOT documents, Department of Transportation here in Texas, where we've got plenty of money, excess billions and billions, and excess, you know, $6.5 billion over expenditures. But we can't let the people know that. This is marked your eyes only, confidential. Anyone releasing this will be fired, and it comes out in the newspaper. We've got plenty of money, but we want the toll roads. They're going to raise hundreds of millions over the next 20 years. And I'll be in a store talking about the toll roads, and people will go, well, they need money somewhere. You know, the one idiot out of 100 that might be for it. And I go, excuse me? I go, how many barrels a day do we use now? I've been saying 20 million the last few months. I'm wrong. It's 21 million barrels a day. It's now a million more. 21 million barrels a day on average. Just 6 years ago, 15 million barrels a day. U.S. Consumption. Total, the whole world's using about 87 million barrels a day. And China and India are really increasing their uptake, so it's going to be 100 million barrels a day, they say, in just 3 years. But we're using a lot more oil. You know, we got 30 million new illegal aliens here. Most of them got vehicles. No, they're using oil. There's more revenue than ever. They are literally bathing in cash, bathing in money, just drowning in pools of it. But that's not going to stop them from telling you there's no money. Why, gas revenues, fuel revenues have gone down. And they know you're not going to go read the revenues. They know, I mean, it's unbelievable how these people lie. And it came out, 2 weeks ago, that Schwarzenegger, in the upscale neighborhood, his people ordered a whole crew, about 20 people, to go out there with jackhammers and bulldozers. They tore up an entire lane of a road. And then Schwarzenegger got up there and said, look at this road. Give me more funding. Look at it. It's more of a Russian voice, isn't it? I've got to do a German voice, an Austrian voice. Ah, yeah, look at it. It looks horrible. And we got to do something about it. And then he got out there and he swept in the asphalt and helped pat it down and, see, I'm good. I mean, he got caught doing this. They go up and jackhammer and bulldoze roads. They were there the whole day. But folks, it's all staged. It's all staged. You understand that? And, you know, I went from governor National draft debate needed out of the Associated Press, Salem, Oregon. Ted Kolonsky, I'm not from Oregon, I'm sorry if I mispronounce it, broke ground Tuesday on a project to build a new state war memorial to Oregon soldiers and said afterward that the nation needs a debate on whether to restore the military draft, and he went on to say we need one. So, what does that have to do with secret programs for the toll roads? Well, the point is, they're doing the toll roads whether you like them or not. They're doing the draft whether you like it or not. They start building the toll roads. They started building the toll roads about 9 years ago in Austin. And by building the toll roads, building the extensions, building the extra lanes, building in the embankments, preparing them, we found the funding mechanisms to start it, again, almost a decade ago. That's the same thing with the... Same thing with the draft. It's the same thing with the cameras. It's the same thing with the drugging of the children. It's the same thing with all of it. And I am sick of it. So there's that article, and here's another one. Shivo autopsy revealed brain damage was irreversible. This out of the Washington Post. Harry Shivo suffered severe irreversible brain damage that left the organ discolored and scarred, shriveled to half its normal size, and damaged in nearly all its regions, including the one responsible for vision, according to an autopsy report released yesterday. Although the meticulous post-mortem examination could not determine the mental state of the Florida woman who died on the 31st after a judicial and legislative battle over her right to die, it did establish the permanence of her physical condition. All right, now let's just stop right there. I turned on the TV for literally 10 minutes last night before I went down to do my own TV show. And it was Aruba, they can't find the girl. She could be hidden in mine shafts in the water. And why do they focus in on that? Because it's the new Michael Jackson thing. It's the new mystery soap opera for you to cover up all the other substantive news. And then the next thing was how great toll roads were, and the next show was how torture's no big deal, and Gitmo's a wonderful place to be, and it's all lies. And then the next thing was Terry Schiavo, and they had these guys in lab coats, you know, up there. Yes, she was completely brain damaged and couldn't see, and just her brain was almost half its size, and... Of course, there's all these other doctors that treated her and nurses and others that said that she was cognizant. But just ignore all that. Shivo wouldn't let a brain scan be done or wouldn't let a brain reading be done. But after they snuck her body off and wouldn't let the family see her and then took her off and burned her body to get rid of all the evidence, months later, out comes the coroners, who, again, are going with the government line defending the state. I mean, you never find more corruption than you find with coroners. Just this is something the globalists really focus on controlling. But I know a little bit about medical stuff, and I know that anorexics who are anorexic can lose about 25% of their brain mass. I know that people who have died out in the desert, upwards of half their brain mass is lost. You can lose upwards of 30% of your body weight. Even more of your brain. The brain's 70% water. The 30% that isn't water is almost purely the blood supply being brought to the brain and cholesterol. The brain is a oil-based computer, basically. That's why people that are low in fats, certain kinds of fats, brains don't operate at full capacity. Side issue. The point is that I remembered reading about anorexics that they could lose upwards of 40%+ of their brain just from not... Well, no, that's not right. 25 to 30% from not eating, and then 45% if you didn't drink water. And then here were the doctors going, she lost half her brain mass, almost half her brain mass. And I was like, wait a minute. She had been starved for years. She'd been dehydrated three separate times. She'd been dehydrated for 13 and a half days when she did succumb. Everybody knows that the organs shrink upwards of 45%. And I, sure enough, I went downstairs, went to medical journals online, typed in symptoms of anorexia. There was the 25% number. Again, that's just not getting food, which she also wasn't getting. Then I typed in symptoms of dehydration, brain, massive shrinkage. It's just another fraud, just in your face. We'll be right back.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There's absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into. Coming up in the next segment, we'll go to Paul and Gene and many others that are patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. We have two really important guests coming up in the second and third hour. Pastor Pike exposed the draconian hate laws that are really being foisted on us right now at the state and federal and international level. And then Jack McClam, police and military against the New World Order. But some really important developments concerning peace officers and law enforcement. But back to the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. Again, folks, you can go online to medical journals, medical fact websites, type in the symptoms of anorexia, massive brain shrinkage. In some cases, over 25%. I even printed it out here. Let me get my notes. And upwards of 45% with extreme dehydration. People have been found in the desert. Their brains shrink, their organs shrink. They get some water back in them. You know, the brain's like a balloon. It pumps back up with only some cellular loss. And imagine, I couldn't find the medical literature on how bad it is when you die of it. I was searching for that and ran out of time. So isn't it funny? They're saying her brain was 45% smaller. 45% smaller. And that's exactly what massive, sustained dehydration does. But they were in white lab coats, and they said, this proves conclusively. See, her brain was almost half its size. Half the normal size. Well, yeah, they grab you and strap you down for 14 years and three separate times take your food and water away. She survived one time, what, 12, 13 days, another time 10 days. This time, 13 and a half plus. It was almost 14 days, like 4 or 5 hours short of 14 days. 14 days, not a bite of food, nothing into her feeding tube, no water, no nothing. She'd already survived 10 years of not having her teeth brushed, 10 years of the shutters closed, no sunlight. You look at the videos of her 10 years ago, smiling, sitting up, you know, propped up in her chair, looking, smiling, moaning and smiling at her parents, and yeah, she got worse and worse, and yeah, she'd been tortured. This makes me sick. But now I've got to have these idiots. I knew they'd come, and I got the emails. Oh, looks like you were wrong. Looks like your brain was almost half its size. Yeah, well, you just go type in what lack of food and water does. It shrinks your brain. It shrinks the whole body, but especially the brain. Unbelievable. But they just sit there, and the lies are always so shoddy. The lies are always so easy to disprove. I mean, I instantly went, wait a minute. Not drinking water does that to you. And I go type it in, and voila. Voila. Just as I had remembered. I guess I'm just cursed with a good memory or something. Because, I mean, so many other people huh, what you talking about? No, the doctor, man in a white coat, said it. Yeah, this has been a big political circus, and they want to make their murder of that woman look legitimate, so they got their pimps out there, their intellectual prostitutes, bearing false witness against her. I'm surprised she survived all the other dehydrations. I remember after the last one, he did allow an x-ray of her brain and said, look, her brain's about 20% smaller. Right after they dehydrated her, what, 2-3 years ago? I remember suddenly they took an x-ray. Look, her brain's a little smaller. They didn't want to take it a month later, though, when the brain got hydrated again. No, they had to take the look, see, the brain's smaller. But this time when they killed her, it was 45% smaller. Yes, this time you really shrunk her brain. And then you get to parade it around telling us because it was because she was brain damaged. Unbelievable. And had she had fluid going to the brain out of her spinal column because they left her laying there in that room, never having any physical therapy, never sitting her up? Absolutely. Had she lost some brain because of that? Had she gotten worse because of that? Absolutely, you torture masters. It just makes me mad. And by the way, politicians and the media tells you don't get angry, shut up, be quiet, don't yell and scream. That's a bunch of garbage. It's effective to get angry. It's effective to let yourself be outraged. It's effective to show your anger to others. They're telling you not to get angry like I do because they don't want you to be effective. Bottom line. So stop listening to the feds out there that tell you to lay down and be timid. Get angry about this. Abortion clinics with people reportedly eating babies and flushing them down toilets with cockroaches everywhere? You're supposed to get mad at that. The troops breathing depleted uranium? You're supposed to get mad about that. The killing Terry Schiavo Schindler? You should get mad about that. We'll be back with some more news and your calls. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, your calls are coming up here in a moment, and then I'm going to get into... Oh, how many people watch cable news during their primetime shows? Well, in a full hour, I've got to make a correction here. I went off memory last night and said only 280,000 people watch MSNBC during our primetime show. I was incorrect. My memory's been failing me lately because I'm working, I guess, too much or too little. I don't know. It's 231,000 viewers watch new MSNBC primetime offering with Tucker Loser Carlson. Folks, that's just unspeakable. But the other so-called top shows, you know, got like 2 million viewers. I mean, these people are nothing. Because they got fancy stages and fancy suits, you think they're big. They make you feel like you're the minority. Little radio shows, small syndicated broadcast, have more listeners than this. My broadcast has more listeners than this. Seriously. I mean, they're pathetic. Pathetic. Fox's Shepard Smith only has 1,563,000 people watching in the entire disgusting liberal program. Larry King, 1,277,000. Aaron Brown's, 751,000. Paul Azan, 718,000. CNN Anderson Cooper, 618,000. The old media is in deep trouble. Folks, I go, CNN plugs my website. You know, Alex Jones, ArnoldExposed.com. No response. I go on some little Christian talk station, 1,000 watts in some city, and I get 100 emails. By the way, it's not just quantity of listeners, it's quality. But we have a huge quantity of quality. I mean, Greg Palast, you know, has a show on Newsnight. Their top investigative reporter. He writes for the biggest paper in Europe. And he says he goes on those talk shows, doesn't get much of a response. He goes on American talk shows, doesn't get a response. He goes on this radio show, gets the biggest response ever. He wrote an article about it without me even asking. He just wrote a story about it. Because you care, and you are informed, and you are involved. These people are pathetic. Tucker Carlson. 231,000 viewers. Folks, in a three-hour show, in some of our affiliates, a single affiliate of ours has that many people tuning in. I mean, this is unbelievable. I know local talk stations, you know, that have the number one talk radio show in the morning, they got 100,000 people tuning in each hour, you know, listening in the metro area and then all the towns around us. I know for a fact KLBJ AM, the local talk station here in Austin that's been around for 60 years, you can hear that thing from Dallas to San Antonio. If you average all their listeners in, I've looked at the Arbitrons, sometimes they'll have 200,000 listeners in an hour. One local talk station is bigger, and I'm not on that station, by the way, I'm just using it as an example, bigger than MSNBC, top show. Does that give you an idea how pathetic these people are? Look, tonight I'll be on Coast to Coast AM. 14 million listeners an hour. Different listeners. Average that together. It's old media that still has listeners because it's merged and invited the new media and the alternative media. They know the formula. So, it's a joke. Folks, it really is a joke and an illusion. It truly is a joke and a total illusion. But we still, all of us, still tune in once a week or something and watch the cable news, and oh, they're the majority. Look at them. They're in million-dollar studios, wearing fancy ties. They're looking at me right in the camera. The info babe's licking her lips. Boy, she's good-looking. That couldn't lie to me. Man, that's the majority. That's the... No. Folks, when my little website gets millions and millions of individual visitors each month, frankly, a lot more than that, it's pretty scary. I mean, it is humbling. I'm like, man, I better do a good job here. I better do a better job here. But you know what? People know. I'm just who I am. I don't have to do the perfect job. I'm just real. Keeping it real. That's what people really want. And they don't want counterfeit real either. They want the real deal. They want people that just show up and fight the New World Order. So we should all be feeling pretty good right now, but at the same time, we still believe the illusion that we are the minority. We are not the minority. We are the silent majority. The sleeping giant. Start acting like it. Again, there's a reason the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and Fox TV and the Associated Press and Vanity Fair and American Legion and New American and Front Page Magazine and a bunch of others have attacked me in the last 6 months. And I'm just, believe me, folks, I'm just one guy. The beautiful part about this alternative media is there are thousands of prominent people who all have their own huge audiences. And I suggest you get your own website and work diligently and put out good information and build your own audience. We need more leaders. You got to watch out for the feds out there, the disinfo people. They've been flooding the web, but they're being instantly identified, instantly recognized, and instantly discredited. But you still got to watch out for them. New people coming along can get fooled by it. So they're in deep trouble. We've really got them on the ropes at many levels, but they've still got the police, they've still got the infrastructure, they've still got the main engines of control in many other areas, financial, you name it. But they know they're losing control. All right, let's go to calls. I'll get into other news in a minute. Paul in Texas, you're on the air. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good.
Man, thank you so much. I just wanted to tell you, off the top of your show last night with that Dr. Reynolds inspired me so much. And everything you just said, you know, as a Christian, any of us who call ourselves a Christian, we should be more on fire right now than ever. And what you were just saying leads into what I was wanting to say briefly. This society's sick. What can go on with Schreiber and the abortion things? We have all, you know, that saying about evil only exists when good people do nothing. It's time the word sacrifice, that every one of us take it up a notch and start doing more. Like you said, we got them on the run, and everything, the information that was brought out last night, what was so good is somebody on the level that Dr. Reynolds is on waking up, they can reach people that we can't, you know?
So, man, well, and another thing is more and more prominent people, you know, defense secretaries and high-level members of parliament and people like Reynolds, I mean, more and more prominent people are going public.
Right.
More and more prominent people are taking that step across the line, and it's geometric. It's exponential, Paul.
Right on. Right on. Well, as Christians, like I said, and I'll close with this, man, us Christians better get on fire. And I think the change could really come through the church if we really acting like it.
It always has, but unfortunately, most of the churches are worshiping Bush as an idol.
Right.
And they think that he's of the Lord. I mean, unbelievable. Thanks for the call.
Sitting there, yeah, or they're sitting there thinking God's going to change everything, you know?
Well, yeah, oh, yes, exactly. Thanks for the call. In fact, I hear this. Oh, I'm rejoicing. You know, these smiley church ladies. I'm rejoicing, Alex. The end is near. They're calling for microchips. And I'm like, no, it's not good. You need to warn people. Oh, I'm not worried, Alex. I have Jesus. But aren't you worried about the other people you haven't warned? Don't you want to warn them? Oh, Alex. Well, don't you want to expose George Bush? No. Well, but George Bush is involved with Dime Corps, kidnapping hundreds of thousands of women and children. I have congressional testimony. Alex, he's of the Lord. Well, don't you care about the children? Don't you want to protect them? Alex, I'm going to be raptured. You're like, but you better deal with this corruption. Come on, we got to fight it. I'm up here on my mountain, Alex. Everything's fine. And then you wonder why, church lady, your daughter becomes a crackhead and ends up becoming a prostitute. You wonder why your family's falling apart. You wonder why your husband's cheating on you. You wonder why you are so afraid deep down inside. You know what's going on, but you decided to just make this big joke, you know, to sit there and just buy the scam. Dean in Canada. Dean, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hi.
Just wanted to call in with a little something that the folks out there should know. The University of Western Ontario in London, Ontario, today, it was announced in advance over the news, that Henry Morgenthaler, Dr. Henry Morgenthaler, well-noted humanist and abortionist, was given an honorary degree for his work in, oh, geez, I forget how they worded it, in terms of making available safer abortions for women and legalizing it and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, the press, they're trying to downplay the opposite point of view, those who are against abortion, calling them anti-abortion instead of pro-life, because after all, abortionists are pro-choice. Yeah, those against should be pro-life too, but, you know, we could all see the slant as they're reporting. And, however, it was a good thing that they did have, it looked like the Genocide Awareness Project was out there with the big billboards with the aborted fetuses, pictures of them, pardon me. And there was one good bright note in that one of the professors there who could have attended decided not to, and in his full dress with his hat, funny hat, square hat, and his gown, stayed with the protesters who stated his opinion that he was completely against the university granting such an honorary and prestigious degree to somebody who has helped to promote the culture of death. So,
I hear you, and I appreciate the call, Dean. Let me comment on that. You know, again, 80-plus percent of us are against open borders. The government still does it, both parties. 90-plus percent of us are against these transponder tag and satellite tracker box toll roads. They still move forward. Just 10 years ago, the federal numbers are out on this. They've done major studies. Just 10 years ago, the vast majority of young people were for abortion. Now the numbers have flipped, with the vast majority being against abortion. And the same thing has happened with adults. Just 10 years ago, most adults were for abortion. Now it's a flipping of the numbers. But the numbers are even more extreme with young people. We've only seen about a 10% change in people over 18, you know, flipping from like 45 to 55. You know, the numbers flipping there. But it's almost 70% of young people are now against abortion, despite all the propaganda and all the lies and all the... Just deep down, we know that's a baby. Deep down, you know that's wrong. Deep down, you know it's selfish. And so life just breaks through, folks. It just... The lies are not going to work. And the only problem is the globalists don't need to have the population with them. They've got the special cadres of secret police with the black mask and the machine guns who they've brainwashed enough. And already our military is, what, 25% foreign? We had Rangel on about that on Monday. Congressman, I mean, folks, that's for real. That pretty soon we're going to have a foreign Hessian army, basically, just like the British had, and it's going to be bad. So we're headed in for some really rocky times, but no, we have the moral authority. We're on the side of life and decency and God, and they're on the side of social engineering and a bunch of inbred garbage running this country. Russell in Florida. Russell, go ahead.
Alex.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
I called to wish you luck on the radio program tonight and say that my prayers are with you. I think you're going to do good, and this is going to be an eye-opening experience for a lot of people in this country. And you've been on Coast to Coast before. I think this is probably the most important time you're going to be on it. And we're getting a lot of victories now with this UN, this Ron Paul UN resolution passing, and the EU being defeated, and the Minutemen. We've got a lot of hope, and you're bringing us more hope.
Yeah, we'll see if that resolution to get us out of the UN will pass the Senate, though.
Well, it probably won't.
But again, you're right. I mean, the EU falling apart, the Minutemen causing problems for the globalists, Ron Paul getting more and more votes against the UN every time. I mean, I remember 5-6 years ago, he'd get like 3 people to vote with him in the House against the UN. Now he's winning votes.
Yeah, well, with my particular congressman locally here, I've met with him on a number of occasions. And originally he used to blow me off as a black helicopter conspiracist until I was able to provide him with enough evidence where he looks at this. But he's still for all this free trade here in the America's garbage, CAFTA, even though he's against the UN.
And again, it's not free trade. It's total regulation, giant
right.
Highways with cameras and checkpoints all over them from Chile to Alaska, total control grids. They're already building the highway. I mean, I'm so angry about this.
Yes, but it seems like you're absolutely right, but they can't put it together. You know, they're against the UN. They say they're against global government, but this Republican Party, with the help of the Democrats, has just done more and more to centralize power and consolidate and create a one-world government. And but there are people waking up, and thanks to you and your tools, we've been winning victories. And I'm going to say some prayers for you tonight, because I know you're going to destroy them. You're going to destroy the opposition. And,
well, if I get enough time, I mean, with 4 people on there and the host, but...
Well, let me ask you something. What do you think about your cohort they picked for you, David Ray Griffin? I mean, we both have differences in his solutions. Do you think he's a good partner for this debate?
They asked me who I thought would be good, and I gave them about 5 or 6 names, and one of them was David Ray Griffin. So, I mean, I don't agree with some of his solutions, but I think his argument is very cogent. I think he'll be a good counterbalance to my rapid-fire delivery.
Can I ask you who the other ones you picked?
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, I didn't pick who I was going to have with me. I just was, they were like a week or two ago, hey, you got any ideas? And I was like, oh, here's this person, here's that person.
I think he'll be a good counter. I think I agree with you there. I wrote George, and I said, George, you know, absolutely, Alex Jones. He's the grandfather of this. But maybe Dave Von Kleist, because Dave Von Kleist is very passionate about it.
I don't pick who goes on these shows. I mean, they just said, who would you? I said, who do you think's good? And I just rattled off some names.
I know.
It really wasn't that even, you know, thought out, or was it? Was just a little side issue. It was just a conversation.
Well, you're gonna knock them dead tonight, and you're the people that stand behind you are gonna be saying prayers for you tonight.
All right, thanks, man.
I've been looking forward to this for months. So.
All right, well, I appreciate your call, Russell. I really do. Mark and Derek and others will get to you when we get back after this break. Yeah, no, I think it'll be pretty good. I mean, I have no idea what the debating style of people I'm going to be up against will be. I've heard one of them on the radio before. And, I mean, if I have time to dissect the guy, I can do it. It's just so ridiculous. I think after this debate, though, I'm going to have both these guys on against me at the same time on my own show. Have our own debate here. Because really, I mean, I'll just walk all over them. Not because I'm that smart, I've just got the truth, and that's unstoppable.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
All right, Mark and Derek and Delilah, Jim, Bart, and others. You know, Delilah's a nice sounding name, but I never got how people name their children the names of bad people from the Bible. I'm going to ask Delilah that. I mean, it's a pretty name. Maybe that's why. I know somebody named Cain. Hey, Cain. How's it going, Cain? I mean, Delilah, I guess, isn't that bad. She is pretty bad. I don't know. Side issue, I apologize. I was thinking that, and I shouldn't have asked it. It's rude, but we'll find out why. later Delilah wants to hold. In fact, maybe we'll just skip Mark and Derek and go right to Delilah here in a second. If I have time, we're scheduled to have Pastor Pike coming on to talk about hate laws, and then Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order. And I got a bunch of other news. There's so much of it. But very quickly and briefly here, next Thursday in Austin, Texas, South Lamar, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, the 23rd of June, 2005, 8 o'clock, martial law, 911, rise of the police state. This will probably be the last showing, 90% chance. I don't know, I might add another, but probably not. This will be probably the last showing for now. And you can still get tickets by going to InfoWars.com, linking through the Alamo Draft House website, and getting them via their safe, secure shopping cart. Or you can drop by the door and get them. Or if you're planning to come from out of town, you might want to go ahead and go online and get the tickets. We've had folks come from Nebraska, from Ohio, from Florida, from Oklahoma, from Kansas, from Missouri. Really exciting getting a chance to meet you and see you, and I was really flattered and honored that you came. We got a showing, of course, tonight, but that was sold out last week. Talk about a full day. This show, getting ready for the show, giving a speech, doing a question and answer, doing all that, then doing Coast to Coast AM, but I'm looking forward to it. Next Thursday, folks, get your tickets now. And if you want a hard copy of Martial Law, my newest and most powerful film, it's really a mini-series, three films in one. Out of the ashes of September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp. From the front lines of the police state to the darkest sanctum of the secret society that controls it, Martial Law reveals the master plan of a group hell-bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media, plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power man cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. And here's the toll-free number to get the new film, or any of the great films. Just ask about the different films and different things they cover and the different specials. A bunch of great specials when you call. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day and watch all my films, my weekly TV reports, you name it. So don't wait. Take action, and your purchase makes this broadcast and the websites and all we do possible. So it is vital. Side issue. I wasn't making fun of the name Delilah. My name is Alexander. And Alexander was not what I'd call a nice person. It's a nice-sounding name, though. Alejandro, Alexander, whatever you want to call it. I was just wondering how parents give their children names that have these connotations. I think a lot of parents don't think about it. So we'll be right back. Now I'm being self-deprecating. Stay with us.